digital. The world is going digital. You have heard that 1,000 times. Digital watch, digital camera, digital music, digital everything. But nobody ever stops to say what the word actually means. So let us find out. Not with hand waving. We are going to start with a battery and a piece of wire. And in a few minutes, you will know exactly what is going on inside every chip in every device you own. Here is a 5-volt battery. The plus side goes up, and the minus side goes down to something we call ground. Ground is our zero. It is the reference, and every voltage we talk about is measured against it. Now here is a wire. We will call it A. And here are two switches. Close the top switch, SW1, and A connects to 5 volts. Close the bottom one, SW2, and A connects to ground, which is 0 volts. Now, here's the thing about A. You cannot see its voltage. There is nothing to look at. But clip a voltmeter between A and ground, and it will tell you 5 volts or 0. A voltage on its own does not actually do anything. It is only a push. To make something happen, you need current. Charge that is really flowing. So let us connect a fan between A and ground and close SW1. Now there is a complete loop out of the battery, through the switch, through the fan, and back to ground. The fan spins, and every second it spins, the battery gives up a little bit of its energy. Leave it running long enough, and the battery dies. So what happens if we push harder? Let us swap the 5-volt battery for a 12-volt one. Same fan, same wire, same everything. But now there is more push behind the charge, so more current flows, and the fan spins faster. The battery also drains faster. More push, more flow, more energy spent. That is the analog world. Voltage is a dial, and every value in between matters. Now watch what happens when we take the fan away. Nothing is connected to A anymore. Close SW1. And A sits at 5 volts. Close SW2, and A sits at 0. But no current flows anywhere, because there is no loop for it to flow around. The battery never drains. And here's the leap. If nothing is drawing current, then the exact voltage stops mattering. 0 volts means 0. Anything close to 5 volts means 1. So we stop calling A a voltage, and we start calling it a number. 1 or 0. On or off. That is what digital means. A wire that carries a number instead of a value. One warning. Never close both switches at the same time. That connects 5 volts straight down to ground with nothing in between, and you will see smoke. Now, switches with little handles are no good to us. Nobody is going to sit there and flip billions of them. So we replace them with transistors. A transistor is just a switch with no handle. You close it with a voltage. Put 5 volts on the control terminal, which is called the gate, and the switch closes. Put 0 volts on the gate, and it opens. That is the whole idea. M1 and M2 do exactly what SW1 and SW2 were doing. And here's the beautiful part. The gate is a tiny plate sitting on an insulator. Nothing flows into it. That is why you can pack billions of these onto a single chip and still run the whole thing off a battery. But we still have 2 separate controls, and we still have that smoke problem, because if we get it wrong, both transistors are closed at once. So we change the top transistor to a different flavor. It is called a PMOS, and we draw it with a little bubble on the gate. That bubble means it works backwards. 0 volts closes it, and 5 volts opens it. Exactly the opposite of the one underneath. Now watch this. One single control wire drives both gates. Put a 0 in, the top one closes, the bottom one opens, and A goes to 1. Put a 1 in, the top one opens, the bottom one closes, and A goes to 0. Exactly one of them is always closed. You cannot turn both on. You cannot turn both off. The smoke problem is not solved. It is designed out of existence. 2 transistors, 1 of each flavor. That is what the CMOS stands for. Complementary. Now let us step back and stop looking at the pieces. We do not need to think about P1 and M2 separately anymore. Together, they do exactly one job. Whatever goes in, the opposite comes out. Put a zero in, get a one. Put a one in, get a zero. A building block that does a single logical job like this is called a gate. And this particular one is called an inverter because it inverts whatever you give it. So from now on, we draw it like this, a triangle with a bubble on its nose. The bubble is the part that flips the value. It is the same bubble you saw on the PMOS gate, and it means the same thing. The 5 volts and the ground are still connected. We just stopped drawing them because every gate needs them, and the picture is much cleaner without them. C goes in, A comes out, and the entire behavior of this circuit fits in a little table with 2 rows. C is 0, A is 1. C is 1, A is 0. That is everything there is to know about it. 2 transistors, 1 symbol, 2 rows. That is your very first logic gate. And from here, everything else inside a computer is just more of these, wired together. Next time, we will wire some up and make them add.